It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon to everybody but Albert Pujols. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Cole Bear. Inside the Shirley Street studio. And as it may seem, yes, salty about the charity that happened during last night's home run derby. We'll get to that in just a minute. First things first, thanks for being here, however you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Know that you can follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I highly recommend it. You can also follow me on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Connect with us on the Zuckerberg machine. Just type in 1650 The Fan, you'll find us, hammer the like button, and you'll be all set and ready to go. Know that you can get the podcast of this show at the website, 1650thefan.com. That's also where you can find all sorts of local and statewide sports content, and bookmark us, make us a regular stop for yourself, a daily stop. I wouldn't say it if I didn't think it wasn't worth it. So bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. TheFan.com. If you want to join in today with any questions or comments, perhaps you might have something to say in response to what I'm about to say about last night's home run derby, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can call 800-913-9479, or you could email. We have the technology. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, here's the agenda today. We'll get it going here after my gripe session with area sports news and scores. We've got an area team in action right now at the state baseball tournament, which just makes me think of another reason to make sure you're following us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ, as our outstanding intern Dave Warrington is live tweeting updates from said game, and we'll let you know what it is here in just a few short moments if you're not in the know. After we're done with area sports news and scores, of course, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. And we'll come back from that first segment, and our guy Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register, the resident seam head of the Des Moines Register, Tommy Birch. You follow him on Twitter, at Tommy Birch. He will join the show, and we'll talk about last night's home run derby, tonight's All-Star game. You know, really just kind of the circumstances surrounding the All-Star game. I think it's gotten better in recent years. You know, these matchups that happen that you don't necessarily see otherwise, and the players seem to have an enthusiasm about those matchups. I like that a lot. It somehow, you know, it doesn't necessarily make sense on paper that the game would be better now that it doesn't mean anything for home field advantage in the World Series. But that was a farce in the first place. That wasn't the right thing to do I suppose I can understand the thoughts that went behind it to a degree. But I don't think that it's really dropped off, and it's in a good spot in the sports calendar. You know, midweek in a week where there's not a lot going on really outside of, you know, the All-Star week for Major League Baseball. What, SEC media days are going on right now? And apologies if you were hoping that I would dig in on everything Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher and Lane Kiffin had to say at SEC media days today. Although, I got to say, I do, Lane Kiffin is a bit of a guilty pleasure, to be completely honest. I don't know what to make of the earlier years of his career where he's hopping around a little bit, Raiders, USC, Tennessee, all that. But, you know, the more that guy has just gone through his career and just unapologetically been himself and operated outside of the stereotype of what a college football coach should and does behave like, I've come to like that guy. But no, we're not digging in on SEC football media days right now. But I tell you this, from this Friday, we're 6 weeks away from high school football kicking off, and 7 weeks from this Friday, college football. Iowa, UNI, Iowa State. So we're right there, folks. So the conversation, by all means, is going to continue to pick up as it does relate to football, but talking a lot of baseball, as you might imagine, today on the show, and we'll do that in the next segment today with Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register. After we're done chatting with Tommy, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break. Some audio I've been wanting to get to from Big 12 football media days about from coaches not named Matt Campbell about what the future looks like with regard to conference realignment. Also, too, going to save this one for the third segment. If you didn't see it, it popped up today on social media and gained a decent amount of traction as it should have. Some incredible paranoia from Iowa Hawkeye football seeped its way somehow, if this makes any sense right now as I tease it, into the state baseball tournament. So do with that what you will, but we'll dig in on it in the third segment today. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back for a final time and wrap up a Tuesday edition of the show. All right. I will say this. I had another largely enjoyable experience watching the Home Run Derby last night. Ever since Major League Baseball went from the 10-ounce format to the timed format, it has absolutely pumped all the new life into that event that it needed, and maybe a little more, because it's not only good, it's got some juice to it, and it's a made for TV event, it's a made for social media event, it's one of the handful of things that baseball's doing right now that would appeal to a younger demographic. Here's the thing, though. You put Albert Pujols in there. Him and Miggy Cabrera get the lifetime achievement invitations to the All-Star game. All right, fine. But Albert Pujols wants to be in the Home Run Derby, and Major League Baseball says, okay, all right, I don't have to like it, but I can understand it. If I'm in charge of running the business of Major League Baseball, totally understand it, right? When it goes too far is when Albert Pujols, not once, but twice, is gifted 30 extra seconds. The criteria was if you hit two home runs of 440 feet or more, that you would get an additional 30 seconds, a bonus round, to hit a few more dingers. What ended up happening, and you could get an extra minute if you hit four of those home runs of that length or further. Albert Pujols did not hit any home runs that eclipsed that marker. Yet, he was gifted. It's just like it just happened. Like, they didn't... Like, nobody was, like, making a deal out of it. Everybody just went with it. And so what happens? Now, this is what gets down to the nitty-gritty, and you might say, Cole, you just sound like a sore loser. Deal with it. I understand some people are going to be closed-minded about this, but here's the thing. For the sanctity of sports gambling, okay, you're thinking it's the home run derby, Cole. Why are you getting all wrapped up in the rules? Here's the thing, though. If you're legalizing sports gambling widely in this country and you have a contest that people can bet on and there are rules for it, and then you change those rules, that undermines the entire thing. I happened to wager on Kyle Schwarber yesterday, about $22 to win 100. Now, mind you, I hadn't even signed in. I've signed into my sports betting app maybe three times all summer because I do not bet baseball. I like to bet college football and college basketball, and I stay within my means. You know, I'm not raking in the millions over here in case anybody was confused. So what happens is Albert Pujols outduels Schwarber by getting his bonus time. That's why he beat Schwarber in the first round. Yet my sports betting app took my $22. I was of the understanding that if something of this nature happens, where it's not by the book, or some sort of aberration act of God takes place, the house, whichever your house is, FanDuel, BetMGM, whatever, they go, well, this wasn't played by the rules. So we're just going to give you your wager back because this was not up to snuff. This did not play out the way it was supposed to play out. That didn't happen. They took my $22. I was trying to find a number to call today on the app. I couldn't even find that. Apparently, I'm going to have to go to the website. Albeit, I'm not starting a major crusade for loss of $22, although that's serious money. You know, what's that? Like 3.5 gallons of gas, which is important. But there's one side of me that's just like, well, what? Okay, it's one thing you gave the charity to Albert Pujols to have him in the All-Star game and have him in the home run derby. I don't have to like it, but I can understand it. All right? So give me some credit for that, Cardinal fans. I mean, that seems pretty on brand, right? I don't have to like it, but I can understand it with your business ball cap on. But what I will not say was okay was changing the rules and giving this charity to Albert Pujols to advance out of the first round into the second round. Hell, he almost beat Soto, who ended up winning the damn thing because of the charity he was given with bonus time. And you Cardinal fans know it ain't right. And you can have your grins on your faces in your car right now, or sitting at home listening on your smart speaker, but you know it ain't right. If you want to win something, you want to win it fair and square. You don't want charity, all right? I mean, what, giving them an aluminum bat, I guess. Bring them back next year, giving them an aluminum bat. What the hell are we, what the hell? So I'm upset just from a baseball side of things that it undermined the derby. And I'm also upset twofold. Because I got robbed on my bet. I would have been right here griping about it whether or not I bet on Kyle Schwarber. I promise you that. So don't get that twisted. But and the hell of it was they didn't need to do that. It was a great derby. I felt bad as a baseball guy not knowing more about the Julio Rodriguez kid from Seattle. What a show he put on. 32 homers in the first round, 31 in the second round, loses by one to Soto in the finals. That's all you needed. He captivated me. He kept me watching. Albert Pujols couldn't even get through a round, and you could tell that he was out of breath. How many favors do we need to do for these Cardinal fans? That just, oh, I just want to see it one more time. Please, just one more time. No. Hand off the baton. There are a bunch of young, exciting players in the game. All right, end of rant. I'm still upset, but end of rant. We got to keep time here on the show, but that absolute freaking nonsense from Major League Baseball, the way they conducted that home run derby last night as it relates to Albert Pujols. All right. Area sports news and scores. Let me check in here real quick, see what the update would be as Dyke New Hartford is taking on Dyersville Beckman in a Class 2A quarterfinal at the state baseball tournament. And most recently, it looks like at the bottom of the second, Dyersville Beckman holds a 3-1 lead on Dyke New Hartford. So there's your update. To dive into the rest of area sports news and scores, state baseball tournament began yesterday with quarterfinals in classes 1A and 3A. And in a 3A contest involving an area school, we had this as it went final right around the time we went on the air yesterday. But in case you missed it, Independence built a 6-0 lead and then hung on to beat West Delaware 8-7. The fifth-seeded Mustangs advanced to the 3A semifinals tomorrow when they will face top seed Davenport Assumption. The 2022 Battle of Waterloo Hall of Fame class has been announced. Among the honorees include Quentin Haynes, who prepped at Waterloo East, Waterloo West Rich Binnick, and the 1964 Waterloo East and 1977 Waterloo West State Wrestling Championship teams. The 12th annual Battle of Waterloo is scheduled for December 16th and 17th at Young Arena in Waterloo. This year's event will feature 32 boys wrestling teams and 16 girls wrestling teams. Two Iowa baseball players were drafted yesterday in the MLB first-year player draft. Sophomore first baseman Peyton Williams was selected by Toronto in the seventh round. Williams, a Johnson native, had a breakout 2022 season, hitting 335 with 13 home runs, 41 RBI, and 32 extra base hits. Also drafted yesterday was Hawkeye senior Dylan Nedved, selected by San Diego in the ninth round. He was a jack-of-all-trades pitcher for the Hawks during this past season, spending time as a starter, long reliever, and closer, going 6-2 with a 3.47 ERA in 19 appearances. Former Iowa State running back Breece Hall has finally signed his rookie contract with the New York Jets. He had been temporarily holding out from training camp amid ongoing disputes with the front office. Hall was the Jets' only draft pick that had yet to sign. He was negotiating guaranteed money in his deal. Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reported that Hall and the Jets agreed to terms which will amount to 4 years for nearly $10 million. He was chosen early in the second round by the Jets. Former Iowa Hawkeye All-American Keegan Murray has been named MVP of the NBA Summer League. He played in four games for the Sacramento Kings, averaging 23 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists in just under 32 minutes per game. Shot 50.7% from the field, 41% from three, and 84% from the free throw line. If you recall, Murray was the fourth pick in the 2022 NBA draft last month by the Sacramento Kings. And, of course, finally, just to remind you, Major League Baseball All-Star Game takes place tonight in L.A. The Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw is going to start for the National League. Tampa Bay's Shane McClanahan starts for the American League. Game time is at 6. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register, joins us talking Home Run Derby, Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Iowans. Iowa natives or Iowans taken in the MLB draft. All that and more next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
All right, Maggie, well, Clayton Kershaw finally gets his chance to start an All-Star game, and he'll do it in his home park in L.A. Three-time Cy Young winner gets things started. He'll be opposed by Shane McClanahan of the Rays. Possible tonight will bring us something new. Lee continues to try to get away from that embarrassment of 2002 when the game ended in a tie in Milwaukee. Now, things are tied after nine innings tonight. Home Run Derby will decide your winner. Three players on each side getting three swings. Nick Saban took center stage media day. Of course, the talk came back to his beef with Jimbo Fisher, and Saban was looking inward.
I always take criticisms or whatever in a positive way to self-assess me personally. In terms of maybe there is something that I could do better. And so any comments that anybody makes, you or any coach, I always take into consideration. So, but there is no issues or problems.
Big 12, Pac-12, end of talks of a merger as they continue to search for that next step after schools bailed for the SEC and the Big Ten. And from the NBA, the Bucks have brought back Serge Ibaka. I'm Marco Belletti.
Jim Rome here. Coming up Wednesday in the Jungle, a conversation with Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. See you Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern and 9 Pacific.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enji.
The temps are hot, the fireworks are flying, and at Waterloo Schools, our students are sizzling with excitement as the summer learning continues. This summer, students from 21 different schools will be attending Camp Invention, a fantastic week-long STEM camp offering hands-on activities incorporating science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts. And the 2022 Middle School Career Technical Education Camp was a huge success. Students entering 6th through 8th grade were able to experience different Waterloo Career Center programs with hands-on activities and exposure to possible careers. And our summer athletes are knocking it out of the park. Congratulations to those athletes. At Waterloo Schools, our students are award-winning athletes, thespians, musicians, and more. And they're enjoying the summer with a variety of camps, extracurricular activities, and summer learning. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. Again, that's waterlooschools.org.
The decision to buy local doesn't have to come at a cost at Direct Appliance in Cedar Falls. At Direct Appliance, you'll find the best deals on top-rated appliances made by companies like GE. GE appliances and profile lines are built in the USA and offer a wide range of features for any budget. At Direct Appliance, you get unparalleled hometown service. Click on directappliancesandtv.com or stop in at 5424 University Avenue in Cedar Falls. Choose local, choose service, choose GE and Direct Appliance.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update.
Some of the prop bets for the All-Star Game tonight at Dodger Stadium. For the MVP, the top three betting favorites all in the American League. The Angels' Shohei Ohtani, the favorite at plus 480. New York's Aaron Judge, plus 600. Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at plus 850. The top National League betting favorite for the MVP is the Dodgers' Mookie Betts at plus 950. Paul Goldschmidt of the St. Louis Cardinals at plus 1300. To hit a home run, Shohei Ohtani, the favorite once again at plus 400. Aaron Judge, who is 33 on the season, plus 430. Mookie Betts, plus 460. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony DeZiri, 1650 The Fan.
Meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 69 tonight, under clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 87 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 65. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 89.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game set to take place tonight. And, of course, last night we were treated to the Home Run Derby, which was an absolute farce. I spoke about that a little bit in the first segment. I am going to continue to gripe about it all day, maybe the rest of the week. But to get to that matter, the All-Star Game, Iowans in the Major League Baseball Draft, we bring in the one and the only Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register. Tommy, how you doing today, man? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited for the All-Star game tonight. It should be fun. I'm one of those people that still really enjoys the All-Star game and gets excited about it. I know, like, I've even kind of gone back and forth on this at one point. It just didn't matter to me, and even when the game did matter. But you know, I now that maybe I'm a little bit more invested in the game and just have an actual night off, I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, it kind of creates a little bit of a pocket in the schedule for us baseball folks in terms of not only do we like the game, but we cover it. So everything kind of goes on pause. You get to watch this exhibition. It's in the middle of the season as opposed to at the end of the season like the NFL with the Pro Bowl to where maybe like you're kind of already worn out. It's a nice little reprieve. I'm more into it now than I think I was at the tail end of when it quote-unquote still mattered just because of how much of a blank show that turned into. And I also thought, too, at the time, it's like, well, if the game quote-unquote matters, then why don't you manage it pretty much straight up like a actual game? Like, maybe not completely, but the fact that they were still trying to empty their benches and their bullpens, like, that was crazy that they ever tried to do that while the game still mattered.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting concept to make it try to matter, and I get why they did it. But, you know, look, the All-Star Game is pretty much theatrics. It's a show. And I think part of the problem, too, is not only getting the interest from the players, but also from the fans. Because, you know, before, when you had live, you know, when you didn't have live streaming, you didn't have access to pretty much every Major League Baseball game getting televised. You had people like me who were really excited to stay up and see their guy in the All-Star game. Like, for me, it was like, man, I want to see Kirby Puckett play. I don't know when I'm going to get to see Kirby Puckett play unless I go up to the Metrodome and watch a Twins game, or God forbid, the year that, like, Ron Coomer is the Twin Ball Star, where you're waiting up and you want to see him play because you don't know when you're going to get to see a Twins game again, unless you were like a Braves fan or a Cubs fan or even a Yankees fan when they're getting games being nationally televised all the time. Like, that was your shot to see some of those guys. That just doesn't exist anymore, where you can watch anybody and everyone all the time now. And I think Major League Baseball was just kind of lost in this world of, how do we get the players buying into actually wanting to go to the All-Star game, because they were opting out at just these record-type numbers, but also getting fans interested in watching the game. And I think part of the way to do that is like what they're doing this year, bringing guys like Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols to the game and, you know, essentially finding a way to honor them, because those are the biggest moments that now stand out in All-Star games. People think about Cal Ripken Jr., Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
You know, those type of last All-Star game moments. Derek Jeter, you know, I covered that All-Star game in Minnesota, and I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm not a huge Derek Jeter guy. I respect him and everything he's done, but it remains one of the coolest things I've ever seen, where, you know, he gets introduced to start the game. They, you know, he doubles to lead off the game and then comes out to a standing ovation afterwards. Those are the moments that the All-Star game should be about now.
And I think, you know, adding to that, one thing that's been nice, albeit, you know, there is interleague play, but, you know, to be able to see like a Javi Baez as a Cubs fan match up against Justin Verlander, where it's like, you know, it's just those unique matchups that you don't get otherwise. And the fact that it seems like the players embrace them. And I know there's a part of the baseball community out there that thinks that the players are a little too lovey-dovey with each other these days. But, you know, when they're doing their work, you could tell, like, Javi Baez wants to get a hit off of Verlander as bad as Verlander wants to strike him out. And then afterwards, you know, they just go back to being, you know, dudes. But I've always liked that part of it. You know, tonight you're going to get Kershaw against Otani and Judge to lead off the game. Like, that's a great way to sell the game. Now, that being said, though, Tommy, if I'm not mistaken, Major League Baseball beginning next season is going to make it so an interleague, or just the way the schedule will work, right, is that everybody's going to play every other team at least once?
I believe so, yeah, and that's going to be an interesting dynamic, too. But, you know, with an unbound schedule and with the way things work out, I think you're still going to have those cool matchups.
Yeah.
And I think the interesting thing, too, is, you know, you look at the shortstop in the futures game that had set out to, I want to hit 100. I want to set the record for the hardest throw across the infield during, you know, the Statcast there. I think that kind of offers unique opportunities for the All-Star game as well, where guys are going to look to put on a show. To me, that was one of the coolest things about the All-Star game and about the Futures game, like watching BP, knowing these guys aren't working on anything. They aren't trying to necessarily get ready for the game, but they're looking to put on a show. And I think that's one way Major League Baseball can probably help sell the experience too. You know, broadcast batting practice from the Futures game. Broadcast batting practice at the All-Star game.
Yep.
You know, let those guys know this what's going on. I mean, to me, that has the possibility to be even more entertaining than the actual game, knowing these guys are just going to go out there and try to hit bombs and hit them as far as possible.
Absolutely. And to have, you know, a couple sideline reporters down there talking to guys in between rounds of BP, you know, talking to pitchers or coaches, anybody that's down there on the field, you can make a really good show out of that. So hopefully that's something that baseball considers. Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register, our guest right now, Major League Baseball All-Star game tonight. Last night was the Home Run Derby, and Tommy, I don't even know where to begin because my level of frustration with that Home Run Derby, and I'll tell you where it lies, a couple places. I know people are going to point to the one that I admit. I want to be completely transparent here. I had a bet on Kyle Schwarber to win last night, about $22 and change to win $100. He happened to go up against Albert Pujols, who not once but twice was gifted 30 seconds of bonus time. And one of those 30 seconds happened to spell the end of Kyle Schwarber in the Home Run Derby. I was looking earlier to call a number for my sports betting app to say, why wasn't this bet null? And you just sent back the wager into my account. That's a whole nother conversation, not for right now. But that is kind of a part of this. When you bring sports betting into the equation, there are rules, as crazy as it sounds, for a Home Run Derby. And Major League Baseball didn't bend those rules last night. They broke them twice.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of the biggest question that I think a lot of people have is, you know, did Kyle Schwarber take a dive there? You know, what kind of effort was Kyle Schwarber giving to put on, you know, knowing that, you know, Albert Pujols was the guy there? And I think that's part of it, too, where, you know, it's like you said, now betting has crept into this entire world. And that's why we're having the conversation, too, with Amaya Paulson strikes. It's where it's not about getting it, you know, completely accurate. It's to make sure the game is on the up and up, and the entire experience is on the up and up. And I think that goes obviously hand in hand with the Home Run Derby, where the Home Run Derby is something you want to market, you want to sell, and you want people betting on now. And to me, it's one of those giant things that, you know, can help make the game even better. And I think you got to make it as open and honest and as fair as possible for everybody.
Yeah, especially now with sports wagering as, you know, widely legal as it is. I thought that was a stain last night. And I can understand, Tommy, as much as I don't like it, I can understand Major League Baseball's interest in Albert Pujols not only participating, but, you know, being a part of the equation as that telecast went on to keep those eyes on the television. But then again, you know, I've seen Albert Pujols hit home runs with respect to him and his career. What I enjoyed the most last night, Tommy, was watching the Julio Rodriguez kid from Seattle hit bomb after bomb.
Yeah, I mean, that was the show. That was the best part of the night. And I actually think him going head-to-head with Juan Soto was a lot of fun. And I think that's part of the problem, too, is Major League Baseball is just such a tough time passing that torch to a next generation. You know, I understand the importance of wanting to hang on to the old guard and to certainly respect, you know, the players like, you know, Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera. I think it's great that they're there and a part of the game and a part of the festivities there. But also, like, Major League Baseball does not do a good job of selling these new players and kind of introducing them to the world, you know. Rodriguez is one of the biggest names in baseball and one of the best players and one of the best stories. But how many people watching the Home Run Derby really didn't know much about him going into it? And were kind of introduced to him during that stage, too. And that's kind of a shame that that's what it takes. And, you know, sadly, I think after a couple of weeks following the All-Star game, he's probably going to fall off a lot of people's radars again.
Yeah, if you're not a hardcore baseball fan, that's likely. For me, though, I felt bad that I didn't know more about him. And then after last night, there's no way the way I operate that kid's falling out of my baseball brain anytime soon. It's just that Seattle's, you know, never on television here, and you hardly ever even see their highlights anywhere anymore, the way that SportsCenter and all that stuff works. But a few more minutes here with Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register. Make sure and follow him on Twitter, at Tommy Burch. Tommy, a number of Iowans and Iowa natives selected in the MLB draft. I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but, I mean, do you have a rough estimate of how many of those were selected in the Major League Baseball first-year player draft?
Yeah, I think the number I have is four or five right now. You have Peyton Williams from Iowa, Adam Mazur, Dylan Nedved, Tommy Specht, and then Levi Usher so far as of right now. And those are kind of the names that we expected. Nedved, I think, was a little surprise to me in terms of where he went, but we knew Adam Mazur from Iowa was the guy that was going to go early, possibly. You know, there were rumblings about possibly the first round, but the second round is where he seemed destined. Tommy Speck, who hails from Dubuque, has been on MLB radars for a long, long time, and at one point was kind of creeping up to that second round conversation, but had a pretty rough spring that ended up getting drafted by the Rangers in the second round, which, pretty cool situation. He's a Dubuque Waller graduate. Ian Muller, who is a Dubuque Waller graduate, was drafted in the fourth round by the Rangers last year. So the past 2 years, Texas Rangers have taken Dubuque Waller graduates in the first six rounds of the draft, which is pretty remarkable.
As interesting as all those guys are, what can you tell me about Tommy Speck from Dubuque Waller? Like, what position does he play? How does he project? You know, what's he got cut out for him in terms of, you know, making his dream come true to make the big leagues?
Sure, yeah. He's an outfielder, tall dude, lengthy dude, still a little skinny. They think he'll put on some muscle. He was originally committed to play at Kentucky. He had a little bit of a rough spring, like I said. My understanding is he's kind of gone through a lot of different hitting coaches, but he's a really good hitter. He's got some raw power. The hope is that once he puts on some muscle, gets one kind of hitting coach that's giving him just one certain direction, that raw power will take off even more. So really good hitter, really good swing. I went and hung out with him for a little bit last year. He was actually working with former big leaguer Eric Munson, who's now a hitting coach in the minor leagues, but ran his own hitting business up in kind of the Dubuque area, and he was working with Tommy and Sons. But like I said, really nice swing. If the power can really take off, Speck could be a dude that moves relatively fast, you know, relatively well through the system. But right now it's all about projection with him, young high school guy who's still developing, still learning, and still growing.
Tommy, before I let you go, I got to ask you about the Cubs going pitching heavy. I think, what, 9 out of their first 10 picks, something like that, were all on the pitching side of things. And it was, what's the kid's name from Oklahoma that they took at 7 overall? I thought it was a good pick. I know that necessarily he wasn't, like, in the top 10 or people's top 20, but I think those that maybe don't pay as close of attention need to realize just how different the Major League Baseball draft is as opposed to, like, an NBA or an NFL draft. So I wasn't, you know, upset about them going with the kid from Oklahoma. But I found it, Cade Horton is his name. That just came to me. Yeah, Cade Horton. But I did find it very interesting that they went so pitching heavy. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of the big source subject in the organization right now. They do have some arms. I think they kind of figure with the pitch lab that they have and all the investments that they've made in pitching that's an area that they can really take advantage of. And I would say for a lot of people kind of wondering about going out on a limb and taking a guy that early and kind of surprising a lot of people. The first thing that came to my mind when they did that is it just reeked of Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
Kyle Schwarber was a guy that they really shocked a lot of people going that early, but they liked him, they identified him, they fell in love with him, and figured they could move him along in the system pretty well, and it feels a lot like that. So pitching heavy is something we've seen them do in the past. I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago in the draft, they went really pitching heavy. Some of those did not work out. Obviously, some of those ended up being pieces of the puzzle to trade off. But now I think they're looking at, okay, this is the way we want to build our organization is around pitching.
All right, Tommy, is the National League actually going to win a damn All-Star game tonight?
Oh, man, that's a good question. No, that lineup looks pretty bad, pretty boring. And that might be the worst National League lineup I've possibly ever seen. So no, I don't think so. It's a good thing. It's not for home field advantage right now. But the one thing they have going for them is, man, Clayton Kershaw pitching in L.A. I can't believe this is his first All-Star game. So, you know, obviously Kershaw's not going to go 7, but that's a good way to start the game. They have some good arms, but that lineup is not the lineup that is the most intimidating in All-Star game history.
It doesn't quite measure up to the 1-2 in the American League of Ohtani and Judge. Let's just put it that way.
The AL is going to be up pretty fast.
Yeah, I have the same feeling, too. I wish I could say the NL was actually going to turn their fortunes around, but it on paper, it doesn't look that way. Tommy, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate your time and catching up. And next time we talk, I'm sure it'll either be right before or right after a trade deadline when the Cubs will have made another organizational shift. So I guess we got that to look forward to.
So it's going to be my job to talk you off the cliff.
That exactly, and this is why you come back on the show. You know what your job is.
I can do that. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here, man. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, it's pretty simple on paper. You look at the matchup of the lineups here, and it looks like the American League got to make pretty easy work tonight, but that's why they play the game, boys and girls. Coming back on the other side, got some audio I want to get to. Big 12 football coaches from Media Days last week. Been wanting to get to this, speaking about the future of the conference. Also, a few other things to get to as well, including what happened at state baseball today down at Duane Bakes Field in Iowa between the Iowa football program and the attendees of state baseball. If you haven't seen this, let me tell you, folks, this is really going to be a treat when it comes to a introduction, if you will, into the level of paranoia that exists on college football staffs. So plenty to get to next. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. We come back after that and paying a little bit of bills on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Northern Iowa center Austin Fife hopes to finish his basketball career on a healthy note. The former Waverly Shell Rock standout struggled with long-term COVID last season and was limited to about 12 minutes per game. Panther coach Ben Jacobson says Fife returned in part because he would like to play beyond college.
He wants to play professional basketball. You know, so if everything falls into place and he gets all the way back to full health and can have the kind of year that if he is healthy, we all know that he's going to have. There would be some professional opportunities that would be waiting for him.
At the state baseball tournament tonight, Class 2A quarterfinals in Carroll, it's top-ranked and defending champ Van Meter against Carroll Kemper. In the 4A quarterfinals in Iowa City, it's second-ranked Iowa City High against Indianola. At the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge tonight, Class 1A, it's second-ranked Newell Fonda against number 8 Martinsdale St. Mary's. This is Radio Iowa.
He flew fighter jets in 2 wars and taught you how to drive a car. He fed everyone on the block but never shared his secret recipes. And every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important. But there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect, honor, share. StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Love your home with City Builders. Offering composite windows, the most energy efficient window made in America. City Builders also carries their exclusive luxury bath systems done in a day. City Builders state-of-the-art showroom featuring all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience quality products with quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Falls, or call 277-4000.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Get excited. Iowa Irish Fest is back. You can't miss the 16th annual Iowa Irish Fest in downtown Waterloo, August 5th through 7th. Experience the finest Irish cultural event in the Midwest with premier musical acts, including headliners, the Red Hot Chili Pipers, Gaelic Storm, and the High Kings. Sign up for best fun with the Shamrock and Fun Run. Take a spin in the High Nelly Bike Rally, or ride the wind in the Celtic Cruise Motorcycle Ride. Enjoy this three-day event with the purchase of one pass only, and bring the whole family. Ages 15 and younger get in for free. Military, police, firefighters, and first responders receive free admission with a service ID. Get your Iowa Irish Fest passes at select Waterloo businesses or online at iowairishfest.com. Sign up to be a volunteer at iowairishfest.com too. See you in downtown Waterloo, August 5th through 7th for that 16th annual Iowa Irish Fest.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. That's 319-232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
You're listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
All right, as they would say on the Jim Rome Show, that last segment was fat. But I got to make sure and bring this to your attention in case you missed it today. Colleague of mine at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Jeff Johnson, doing the Lord's work covering the state baseball tournament at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City, tweeted out at 11:07 a.m. this morning, state baseball fans have been asked not to look over at Iowa Hawkeye football workouts going on right now adjacent to Duane Banks Field. So, for God's sake, don't do it. You have been warned. And our friend of the show, Jim Nelson from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Couriers, replies, is this fake news? And Jeff Johnson replies, nope. PA guy just announced it. Honest to God. I tell you, folks, like I hinted at the top of the show, there is nothing quite like college football coach paranoia. And as much as I would like to condemn Kirk Ferentz and his staff in and of themselves, this is everywhere. College coaches are like this for some reason. And it's even more funny when it's Iowa. It's like you guys have ran the same damn offense for 20 years straight. What are you afraid of? Like, do you think there's a spy? Do you think there could be a spy? A rogue spy at Duane Banks Field? only there paying his way into state baseball just so he could watch your practice on July 19th? I'd say get a grip, but these college football coaches, man, there's just no talking them off the ledge when it comes to their amount of paranoia. We'll take this final timeout now. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. After just 71 pass attempts as a rookie, there may be some questions on whether Trey Lance is ready to take over the Niners' starting quarterback job. But those questions are not coming from the San Francisco locker room. All-pro linebacker Fred Warner tells Rich Eisen that Lance has already earned the team's confidence with his work ethic and maturity, adding, quote, "I admire the way Trey has taken on the pressure, especially with how young he is." Elsewhere, it looks like Arizona has their Pro Bowl center back. Rodney Hudson told the team he'll be at training camp after skipping the team's mandatory minicamp last month. And speaking of training camp, it is now here. The Bills and Raiders rookies reported on Monday, while rookies from eight more teams report on Tuesday. As always, NFL Network will be live from practices of all 32 teams starting next Monday, July 25th on Inside Training Camp Live. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Where's the defense?
Everybody knows the best offense is a good defense. And when it comes to corn pests, you need the best team in traits. Durakid Viptera trait stacks guard against 16 above and below ground corn pests, like mid-season threats of corn earworm, western bean cutworm, and corn rootworm, giving you comprehensive control when it matters most.
Here we go. Come on, let's stop them.
Don't worry. We will. It's defense season. Visit DurakidVipTerra.com to learn more.
Golden Harvest Gold Series soybeans are bred to win. These 19 varieties have strong agronomics within high-demand trait platforms like Enlist E3 soybeans for superior performance all season long. Gold Series soybeans also out-yielded Asgrow brand soybeans by an average of 1 bushel per acre in 5,542 comparisons. Grow gold at goldenharvestseeds.com/gold-series.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This year's NFL offseason has been headlined by off-the-field actions, but fortunately, yesterday marked the unofficial start of the NFL's on-the-field season. Rookies from the Bills and Raiders reported to training camp, and by next Tuesday, all 32 NFL teams will have officially started camp. They're just over 2 weeks until the first NFL preseason game, but training camp can't be overlooked. Training camp allows teams the opportunity to evaluate the bottom of the roster, and depending on how your team does, that could lead to massive success or failure. In 1995, sixth-round draft pick Terrell Davis avoided being cut and used training camp to secure Denver's starting running back spot. He would go on to help Denver win a couple of Super Bowls and go into the Hall of Fame. 1955, the Steelers cut Johnny Unitas. Future Hall of Famer would eventually sign with the Colts and become one of the greatest of all time. So if you're an NFL fan, don't overlook the importance of training camp, because you never know who could change your franchise. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person. You know, a human being who's actually understanding your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's live customer service. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. It gets harder to lose weight as we get older, and if you're trying to get fit this summer, get M-Drive Boost and Burn. Burn fat, boost energy, and it supports healthy testosterone. M-Drive Boost and Burn, clinically tested ingredients support weight reduction, testosterone, and lean muscle. Try M-Drive's exclusive deal for my listeners. Get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn for just $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. First 2 weeks, $5. MDriveDan.com.
This is Zach Gelb, and you're listening to Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader. Next up from 6 to 9 is me. It's the Zach Gelb Show, weeknights right here on 1650 The Fan.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register. Of course, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up tonight. That's beginning sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. I'd imagine there'd be some pomp and circumstance before a first pitch is thrown, but Clayton Kershaw going to try to help the National League get off to a good start. And, well, Ohtani and Aaron Judge are the first two that he will face in that American League lineup. Should be an interesting watch. We'll see how long it is a game. Best of luck to the National League, but like I said with Tommy, I'm not crazy about their chances. Have a good night, everybody. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.